You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
In lieu of the usual monthly staff meeting yesterday, Mix 100 had a workplace lunch get together. That's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, it was a whole thing. Are we allowed to talk about what's happening here? I don't know. I think it's common knowledge that we're moving the radio station.
We're moving.
Yeah. We're moving.
I don't think it's a secret.
It's well known. So
at least it's not as of this very moment, because we just said we're moving.
We just spilled
again.
The beans. So this is coming up later this year. I'm personally extremely excited about it because it's going to be a much easier drive for me. But we got to go see the new digs yesterday and the skeletal structure inside before they get drywall and everything up, which was really, really neat to see. So that was a lot of fun. And then we went from that field trip to Grange Hall, one of our partners here at the station, and we had a big all-staff meeting. And, you know, for all my you-know-what and complaining over the years about these forced merriment events, this one was pretty awesome. It was really actually quite nice to hang out with all the coworkers. The food was awesome. A ton of laughs. The thing that always gets me with these type of events is it was essentially like open bar as well. And I'm always very hesitant about, you know, that in a workplace situation environment. That you got to be careful that you don't overindulge and start saying things that you shouldn't. And the full HR staff was there, which is funny because we have a story about the HR people coming up and trending. So you try to be on your best behavior. I only had one beer, but I saw a couple people, you know, indulging for sure.
I'm sure it was the sales department. They can tip them.
Tipping them back for sure. But we had, you know, some giveaways. They had a little raffle and everything, and they were giving away some really nice signed Nuggets jerseys from Joker and all the other big names. You know them. And so we went through all those, and I was hoping to get them because Reed is so into the Nuggets right now and all these, you know, big name players. I didn't get any of those. I didn't get the gift certificate to Beaver One Run Resort. I didn't get concert tickets they were giving away. I got some random double XL Nuggets jersey of a guy that was on like the summer squad or something for the Nuggets.
Oh, well.
His number was 0, I think. And we like, everyone was like, who? And I'm like, yay, big winner. Look what I got.
Well, maybe someday he will like turn into an all-star.
Yeah, we'll see. So I did end up giving that to my son. I was like, hey, you don't have to spin it around and display the back with the name. I was like, just leave the front. You know, there's a number and it says Nuggets. Hang it in your room for fun.
There you go.
But I totally got skunked. So we did that yesterday. And I'll give you one final thing that we did last night. We went to the back to school night at the middle school, which was also a very nice time. Got to meet all the teachers. Okay. There's a few things there that I disagree with that I am not allowed to talk about, says my wife.
What? Come on.
I am not allowed. She's like, I do not want to have to do damage control already at this school.
Don't do that to me.
I have
you
to
know
keep
I
my
like
lips
to hear
sealed.
You gripe about school.
I have to be quiet about it. But a few parents like we were looking at each other like, really?
Tell me what it involves without telling me what it is.
Well, grading. It's simple.
Okay.
So anyway, even a few of the teachers were like,
that school where they're taking away the letter grades?
I can't talk about it, Dom. I'm not going to talk about it. No, I will say no.
But, they are letter grades.
How much do I want to say? No, I can't talk about it.
But it's different letters. It's not A, B, C, and D, right? Okay.
I can't be sucked into this. I like his school. I like all his teachers, so I got to shut up.
Well, wait a minute.
What?
But you mean if it's what they're doing, why is it a secret?
It's district wide. I just don't want to get into it. I don't want to respond to mad teacher emails today. I love you all. I appreciate what you do for our children. There, that being said. The big takeaway, though, I even took a picture of it. I'm going to post it in a little bit. Can you believe they still have old school freaking pencil sharpeners in the classrooms?
Oh, I love that.
Like, all the talk was about Bluetooth headphones, Chromebooks, all the technology that they're using, you know, how much Wi-Fi is going through the school, blah, blah, blah. And you look over at the wall, and there's old school pencil sharpener.
Oh,
and all
great.
The parents are like, whoa, take me back. And a couple of the parents there said, yeah, they actually had to show their kids how to use that. Because they saw it hanging on the wall, and they're like, what is this?
What is this, a torture device?
This is so weird.
Do I
put
my fingers
in here? Yeah. So that was kind of fun last night.
The smell that came with the pencil sharpener, too, because
Absolutely.
When you are, you know, when you do the you would want to go and sharpen your pencil because you could huff it.
Huff the shavings, for sure. Yeah. So it was a good day yesterday. It was a fun day.
Good for you, man. Yeah. Why couldn't they have done all this next month when I'm going to be there? Why couldn't they have made it the September meeting?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe they didn't want you there.
Apparently.
Like, do it now while Dom's not in town.
Dom's flying in when? September? Okay, we'll do it in August.
He's going to critique the hell out of the new place. Let's avoid
that. Damn it. Oh, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
I journeyed into town. I don't get into town all that often, but I wanted to take the latest Eric Swan book that I wrote to a bartender. Because there's a place I used to go, and I do a lot of writing there, and the bartenders, all of them, the whole staff, are so cool. And one of them is a super sweet lady. She's from Bulgaria, and she was always curious about what I was working on. I said, you know what, this is, you know, it's a spy novel, such and such. And she was always so nice about it. I said, I'll tell you what, I'll name a character after you. Her name is Antoinette.
Ooh.
And so I named a character after her, and she's a bad guy in the book, and she gets killed off. Spoiler alert. And I told her that a long time ago. I said, you know, your character is going to die, right? Your character will die in this book. And she's like, that's great. I love it. So I went in. The book is out, and I took her a copy last night to autograph to her. And she was so happy about it. And I said, what do you want me to put in here? And besides, you know, to Antoinette, she goes, put rest in peace.
Yay, there you go. That's perfect.
I thought that was excellent. So she's got a copy of it now, and she's really happy that the Bulgarian hit lady in this book is named after her. Different spelling of the name, but it's
that's
her.
Cute. So. That's cute.
That's kind of fun. And then an attorney buddy of mine, Chris, joined me, and we hung out, and there's a cocktail there at the bar that they've kind of named after him, which is funny. Our Mindbender today is about things that are named, that you want named after you. Mm-hmm. And there's a Chris drink at this bar that's a Crown Royal. You used to be a big Crown drinker, as I recall.
I did, yeah.
It's Crown with vanilla flavoring.
Ooh,
added to it.
Fancy.
And I gotta say,
tasty. That sounds tasty.
It's a tasty beverage. It's kind of chick-ish in a way, but it is a tasty
that
beverage.
Sounds good.
They actually make a Crown with vanilla, but they don't carry that at the bar, so they just build him one with the
ingredients. It's probably better. It's like when you know, old school, when they would make you the cherry Coke, it was always better than, you know,
that's
the Coke
true.
In a can. So that sounds tasty.
That is true. And then when we got done there, Chris said, let me introduce you to this other place that's right next door. I know the, you know, people in there too. So he took me in. He goes, the bartender here has got the greatest name in the world for a bartender. I go, what's the bartender's name? He goes, I'll just wait till you get there. We get there, and this guy comes walking over. He's a bartender. His name is Samore. And
they go, perfect.
That's actually perfect for a bartender.
So perfect.
Give me some
more.